for me?
Hi, honey. Well, let's see now. There was Elliot Ness, Winston Churchill, Freddie Flintstone.
Oh, come on, Mom. I'm not kidding. Didn't Angie call?
No.
Well, how about Marcia?
No. Anything connected with school?
Heck no. It's just a week from tomorrow, a Sadie Hawkins party. You know, where the girls invite the boys. I thought for sure Angie'd ask me.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't.
What do you mean?
Well, the way you've been treating her lately. Just the other day, out in our driveway, I heard you say, "Hey, stupid."
What's wrong with that?
Jeff, if there's one thing a girl admires in a boy, it's good manners, courtesy, and respect.
Well, all right, I'm loaded with that stuff.
Well, sometimes you do a good job of concealing it.
Well, I gotta go change my clothes.
For better or for worse?
I gotta put on a suit and a tie. I got an interview with Don Drysdale for the school paper.
Oh. Who's Don Drysdale?
Mom, you gotta be kidding. You're not. Mom, Don Drysdale is a famous pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, well, what's he doing in Hilldale? Well,
I don't know. He's visiting relatives or something. Anyway, he's staying at the Empire Hotel, and that's where I gotta meet him.
Oh.
Who's Don Drysdale? Who's Winston Churchill?
Can't I go along to the interview? You could tell Mr. Drysdale I'm your father.
My father? Oh, go get your own interview.
Well, I'll walk you as far as the ball field.
Pad?
Hey, you want some laughs? Let's go in and watch the girls practice softball.
Oh, I haven't got time.
Oh, you got plenty of time. Why are they a scream? Especially that Marcia Wright and Angie.
Marcia and Angie? Are they playing?
Sure. Marcia's captain of the Glamourettes, and Angie is running the Starlets. Come on, let's give them a hard time.
Oh, maybe I have got a few minutes, just in case there's anything they want to ask me.
Like what?
Like anything.
Look, Angie, we gotta agree on somebody to umpire tomorrow.
I know we do, Marcia. But I think it ought to be somebody a little more neutral than your father.
Yeah. Hey, maybe one of the girls.
What girl would you trust?
You got a point.
We gotta think of somebody who'll be both impartial and fair.
Yeah.
Well, let's think. Burn it in there, sweetie.
What's the matter, Angie? Want a basket?
Uh-oh, the riffraff is here.
Hi, Angie. How's it going?
So far, so good. Hey, you look neat. What are you all dressed up for?
You are looking at a guy who in half an hour has an interview with Don Drysdale.
Hey, lucky you. The real Don Drysdale, huh?
Yep, toughest pitcher in the National League. He eats batters alive.
Why don't you let him work out on that?
Hi, Smitty.
Hello, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Marcia.
Now, what is it you girls are playing out here? Pin the tail on the donkey? Run, sheep, run?
Why don't we flatten him and use him for second base?
Oh, Smitty was just kidding. How's it going?
Terrific for us.
Never listen to a catcher. We have the best team in the league. Everybody knows that.
You know what they say about pitchers. All arm and no brains.
You coming to the game tomorrow, Jeff?
Oh, try to keep me away.
Who are you going to be for, Jeff?
Well,
my team or Marcia's?
Well, nice knowing you, Jeff, old boy. I'll notify you next of kin.
You think I can't answer that without getting into trouble, huh?
Watch.
Angie and Marcia, I'll tell you how I feel about the game. When two teams have such beautiful captains, the game can go either way. It all depends on how the ball bounces. How's that for being impartial?
And fair.
Time out for a conference.
Boy, you sure weaseled your way out of that one.
Jeff, come here.
I want to ask you something.
Watch it, man.
I know what she wants to ask me. She wants to ask me to go to the Sadie Hawkins party. What you want?
Jeff?
Yeah?
I'm going to ask you a very big favor.
Oh, it's no favor. It's a pleasure.
Well, how do you know? I haven't asked you yet.
Oh, well.
Jeff?
Yeah?
Marcia and I have talked it over.
You and Marcia? Both of you?
And we've agreed that you're the fairest, most mature, most gentlemanly boy we know.
Oh, thanks.
So we'd like you to...
Yeah?
Umpire the ball game.
Oh, I'd be glad to. Umpire? Me?
Oh, Jeff, please. You'll be a perfect umpire.
Well, I know, but with the girls...
Well, all the girls like you.
They do?
If we had an election among the girls, you'd get more votes than the governor.
Really?
Oh, you'll do it? Oh, I knew you would.
Well, I can't disappoint all the girls.
Marshy's gonna do it. He's gonna umpire.
Can't be late for that appointment.
Dr. Stone?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a boy named Jeff?
Yeah.
Drysdale. Don Drysdale's my name.
Oh, of course. Excuse me. I'm mixing some green paint for my wife.
Oh, I know. I've been through that.
Well, it's a great pleasure. My wife told me that Jeff was planning to meet you this afternoon.
Well, we missed connections, and I came by to apologize. I got tied up in a sports writers meeting, and, well, the time just flew by, and I didn't want Jeff to think that I'd run out on him.
Oh, it's nice of you to come by. But, you know, I haven't seen Jeff all afternoon. Would you like to sit down and wait for him?
Sure.
Where's Mom?
She's downtown. What's the matter with you?
Oh, that guy Drysdale. Big shot ball player. He makes a date with me for an interview this afternoon at the hotel, and he never shows up.
Well, did you ask at the desk? Maybe he left a message.
I ask everybody at the whole hotel. No, the great Don Drysdale, he went out. No, we don't know when the great Don Drysdale will be back. No, the great Don Drysdale didn't leave any message. That big, fat double-crosser, he couldn't qualify as a pitcher in a beanbag tournament.
You know, I think your boy has a little bit of Leo Durocher in him.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Oh, listen, Doctor, don't be embarrassed. You ought to hear what some of the hitters in the National League call me.
Well, you know, he doesn't usually behave this way, but I guess he just hates to put on the suit and the tie. And...
It was my fault, really. I was the one that was late.
Oh.
I have never been so burned up. I go clear downtown. I put on a suit to keep... Oh, no.
Jeff, what's the matter? Oh, who's that out there with Daddy? Jeff, are you sick?
Sick. I'm dead. That's Don Drysdale. You probably heard everything I said.
Well, maybe I better go in and talk to Jeff.
Okay. Oh, why don't we go in this way?
All right.
Out of my way.
Oh, Jeff, come back here.
Let me go. He'll kill me.
He's not going to kill you. Jeff, you can't run away.
Not with you hanging on to my coat.
Jeffrey Stone, you are acting like an innocent.
I don't care. How am I going to fix...
Going somewhere, Jeff?
Who, me?
This is Mr. Drysdale of the Los Angeles Dodgers. My daughter, Mary.
How do you do?
And my son, Jeff.
Jeff?
Nice to meet you.
Huh? You'll have to speak a little louder. I'm having trouble with my hearing. Altitude or something.
Oh, well, that's great. I mean, that's too bad.
Beg pardon?
I said, sorry, you're not hearing too well.
Mary, I think Mr. Drysdale and Jeff have a few matters to discuss.
It was very nice meeting you.
Beg pardon?
It was very nice meeting you.
Pleasure was mine, Mary.
Would you like to sit down?
Daddy, isn't he adorable?
Well, thank you, Mary. Well, what do you know? They just popped. and we have a new ballpark in L.A. this year, and with that and plenty of team spirit, well, we hope we can bring the pennant home to L.A.
Oh, good. Now, about your delivery, I understand you've got a real good fastball.
Well, I hope so. You know, Jeff, a good fastball is more or less like a pitcher's life insurance. In the major leagues, when you lob the ball over the plate and the hitters get a good look at it, well, they're liable to knock it clear out of the county. Maybe take the pitcher with it. Well, Jeff, I gotta be running along. I got another appointment back at the hotel at 5 o'clock, and I can't be late for two appointments in the same day.
Well, gee, Mr. Drysdale, thanks a lot for coming over.
Well, thank you for not being mad, Jeff. Oh.
Oh, could you autograph that for me?
Sure, you got a pen?
Yeah.
You play ball, Jeff?
Oh, a little. I gotta umpire a game tomorrow.
Oh, you're gonna be an umpire, huh?
Well, I'm just doing it as sort of a favor for some friends of mine.
Oh, I see. You know the fellas on the two teams?
Well, they're not fellas exactly. I mean, they're girls.
They're girls? You're gonna umpire for two teams of girls?
Yeah. Any advice you can give me?
Yeah. Hide.
Sweet of you to umpire the game for us.
Oh, that's okay. I'd do it for anybody.
Here, let me help you.
Oh, thanks.
Gosh, I was afraid Angie would want to bring in some creep to umpire. I have to give her credit, though. Thinking of you was a real inspiration. Not only because you're intelligent and fair, but you'll be kind of nice to look at while I'm out there pitching.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Gee, you look terrific.
Thanks.
You know, Jeff, when the word got around you were going to umpire, about a dozen more girls wanted to join the team.
Oh. How's that, Jeff? Is that comfy?
Yeah, fine.
It's so nice to have a man around. I'm going to feel a lot safer knowing you're standing behind me.
Play ball. Right over your waist.
It missed the plate by a foot.
Come on, play ball.
Nice call, Jeff.
That away, sweetie. Right again. Come on, baby.
Oh!
Ball? Are you kidding? It was right over the plate.
But it was over her shoulders.
It was over my head.
But she was crouching.
Oh, that's right, you were.
What is this, a debating society? He called it a ball, and it's a ball.
Boy, you need glasses.
He seems to be in trouble.
Come on, baby, let's try that again. That wasn't too good.
When the batter swings and misses, it's called a strike.
Well, I know, but she didn't swing. I mean, well, it seemed more to me like a half swing.
A swing's a swing.
Do you think you swung at that?
Well, I certainly did not.
Are you kidding?
You know I wouldn't swing at a bad pitch like that.
Why don't you ask me? I'll tell you if she swung or not.
She did.
She didn't.
I tell you what, let's do that one over.
What are you gonna do, baby? Come on.
Come on,
That's just like holding the ball in your glove and tagging with your glove.
A tin can and a glove are not the same thing.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter. The ball still touches your bodily.
If you look at the rules.
Oh, I'm sure there's another rule that's all for instance about a tin can.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, honey.
Is that the green Mother wanted?
Well, there's always the hope. Where have you been?
Oh, over at Darlene's. Daddy, I passed the ballpark on the way home. Do you know what's going on down there?
I don't know. Jeff said something about a game he's umpiring.
But what kind of a game? It certainly didn't sound like baseball. It sounded more like a riot. You could hear those girls screaming for blocks.
Oh, boy, I wouldn't be in Jeff's shoes for all the tea in China.
I'd retired.
You finally called one right.
Hey, that's Don Drysdale.
Hi, Marcia. Can I have some of that? Thanks.
Hi, Jeff. How's it going?
Oh, Mr. Drysdale. Gee, what are you doing here?
I called your folks. They told me where to find you. I wanted to return this pen.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I see you didn't take my advice.
Boy, this is awful. I never knew a bunch of nice girls could be so treacherous.
They're giving you a rough time, huh?
Well, that's the understatement of the week. Boy, you make a call one way and half of them jump down your throat. You make it the other way and the other half jump on you. Boy, you can't win.
Well, don't try. Just go out there and act like an umpire.
I can't get tough with them.
You don't have to get tough. Just be firm. Call every pitch, every play, the way you see it. And after you've made your decision, well, stick with it. You know, Jeff, in baseball, nobody ever wins an argument with an umpire.
Yeah, but with girls.
With girls, it's even more important. When you make a decision, stick with it.
I don't know. I could get killed that way.
Take my word, Jeff. It's the only way. It's the same in baseball as in life. The surest way to get clobbered is to be indecisive. Remember this, a wrong decision is better than no decision at all. Not going out there and show them who's boss.
Well, I'll try.
Hey, and by the way, the next time the Dodgers are in Chicago, you and your folks come on up and I'll get you the best seats in the park, okay?
Oh, I'd sure like to.
All right, can we play ball?
Well, good luck, Jeff. And remember, the umpire is always right.
Is always right. Well, here goes Sadie Hawkins' day. Play ball. Play ball. Batter up.
I'm coming.
I said strike. Now get up there and bat.
Okay.
Now let's go.
Right, what Jeff says goes.
What was it, Jeff?
She's out, isn't she? See, I told you I was safe.
It was a foul ball.
What are you talking about?
Foul?
Oh, ball. When did you decide that?
I decided it as soon as the ball was fielded in foul territory. You guys just weren't paying attention. Now the count is 0-2 and Angie is still at bat. Now let's play ball.
Boy, oh boy. Just like I was back in Brooklyn.
Do you know what you're doing? You're committing social suicide. Every girl in town is gonna hate you.
I know. Should've left town. Well, what could I do, Dad? They got sore at me when I changed my decisions, and they got sore when I didn't. Boy.
Well, Jeff, I think you've learned a very valuable lesson. One that will serve you well all of your life.
Really? What's that?
Never volunteer to umpire a girls' baseball game.
Oh.
Or for that matter, never let yourself get involved when members of the opposite sex are trying to settle any difference of opinion. You know, the most you can get is a punch in the nose.
Well, I got worse than that. Angie and Marshall never speak to me again.
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. After all, we stone men are pretty hard to resist.
Boy, you should have been out there today, Dad. Whew. You know, Don Drysdale may know a lot about baseball, but he sure knows nothing about women.
Come in.
Jeff, you have a friend downstairs to see you.
Oh, who is it, Smitty?
No, it's Angie.
Angie? Well, how about that? Not only does she bawl me out on the field, she's coming over here to finish the job. Well, I've had all I can take. Women.
Men.
Now, look, Angie, I did the very best that I could.
Well, of course you did, Jeff.
And if you girls aren't happy, then... What'd you say?
We all think you're a terrific umpire. And the girls asked me to personally thank you.
They did? Really? Oh, wow.
And the second reason I came by, Jeff.
Yeah?
Would you like to go to the Sadie Hawkins party with me next Saturday?
Oh, well, excuse me for a minute. Oh, hi, Marcia.
Hello, Jeff. I just came by to ask you, would you like to go to the Sadie Hawkins party Saturday night?
Oh, well, I... Oh, brother.
Because you won the game doesn't mean you win the umpire.
You're wasting your time, Marcia. He's going with me.
That's what you say, but it's not what Jeff says. Right, Jeff?
I didn't say anything.
Well, what do you say, Jeff? You're the umpire.
You're going with me, aren't you?
You want a decision? Okay, I'll give you a decision.
She's out, isn't she?
Nope, she's safe.
What?
Angie asked me first, so I'm going with her. That's the rules.
Well, no wonder her team won the game. Goodbye.
Like I said, Jeff, you're a terrific umpire.
Oh, well, you know the old saying, a wrong decision is better than no decision at all.
Wrong decision?
No, Angie, I didn't mean it like
that. Do you think you're going with me was a wrong decision?
Well, no, of course it's not a wrong decision.
But that's what it sounded like.
I don't care what it sounded like.
Let me tell you one thing, Jeff. You haven't made any decision that you're tied down to.
I'm not tied down to
anything. Whoever you please.
Well, you're the whomever I please to go with. Just can't win.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.